Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? How y'all doing, man?
Always blessed, brother, and thank you so much for joining us on this Friday. Eric, I just want you to take us to that moment. You know, when you're sitting there doing your job on the sidelines and you see this interaction between these fans and Russell Westbrook. Just what's going through your mind at that moment?
So actually what happened, man, is from both of those videos, I had an anonymous fan submit both of those to me. I was at the game covering the game.
Oh, really?
It was actually fans there, yeah. And they submitted it to me anonymously and allowed me to get full rights and use it. You know, so what actually happened, it dated back to last year's playoffs. You guys know I moved from Flint to Salt Lake City last year. And throughout the playoffs, Russell Westbrook was getting into it with fans. And he was telling all of us in the media, you know, that these fans were being racist and that they were, you know, basically getting out of line. You know, he wouldn't tolerate it. You know, he went off on a couple fans. So we covered that last year, you know. So when he came back this year, it was already tension. We knew, you know, so we was paying attention to him and the fans. I know I was particularly. And I tweeted something out, like, as soon as the game started, like, he was getting into it with fans. And probably about, like, in the second quarter, man, I checked my email and an anonymous fan submitted the video and told me I can use it and have full rights to show Russ right in the moment because we was in the press area. So, we put that right there, and obviously everybody jumped on it, you know, and asked Russ about it afterwards. And then, you know, he got on us a little bit and was saying, like, you know, the footage before was what's important, you know. So then again, man, lo and behold, you know, a couple of days later, another anonymous fan submitted that video to me from 2018 playoffs from last year when Russ was talking, him being called the boy. And it's crazy because I really think, you know, that's starting a serious discussion, and it started something, you know, that's very impactful not only here in Utah but in other arenas as well. But yeah, so both of those, that's how that came about, really, from being in the right place at the right time and getting out here and people trusting me with something like that. So that's how it came about.
Definitely. And you know what, when it comes to the video that showed a fan calling Russell Westbrook a boy, which is clearly racial, this morning the source that informed you of that video, the news broke. I saw that I guess the Utah Jazz and owner Gil Miller has addressed it and said that fan is now permanently banned from the arena. Is that correct?
Yes. So they banned the first guy already. They banned him shortly after they did some investigation and decided to ban him. And then once the second video that I posted came out, they did another investigation. They banned him as well today. So that was the breaking news that just happened today. Yeah, owner Gail Miller, she addressed the crowd yesterday. The Jazz played Minnesota, and that was the first game back since, you know, the incident on Monday. And she addressed the crowd, and, you know, just it was a very teachable moment for people here. And it was also cool because they really stressed the code of conduct in the league, you know, how to behave themselves. And they had been doing it before, but, you know, they really made an emphasis to really, really clean it up. And I think, you know, before, a lot of players would come here and they would say how tough the crowd was, but it was never no proof. So now when you get the footage, it's right there in your face. You know, it's just like, you know, with anything else, you know, police brutality, they've been doing all this and it was talked about for years, but now with cameras and social media, we're seeing it. So that was just another situation in that. And I think it will be some positive changes to come out of this, and the Jazz are having no zero tolerance for fans getting out of line.
Definitely. So Eric, the 2018 postseason video, you know, with this fan calling Russ a boy, that happened again last year. So the video where he's having interaction with, you know, with the two fans in the stands, the other video, was that from this week or was that also from last season?
No, the one where he was cussing out the guys, that was from this week. That was Monday.
Ah, so that's recent. That happened this week.
Yeah. So
okay,
that from that interaction, that sparked the other video to come out as well. So, and both of the, you know, sources that I had trusted me with those videos, and I released it instantly, you know, and I just reported it. I just did a good job reporting. I didn't really put my feelings into it, and I think people can respect it because I don't have to say anything. I can just report the facts, and you see it right there on your face. So how are you going to react to that? And I think they reacted the way that they had to. You know, they had to send a message, and Donovan Mitchell as well. I think he can kind of be the change here because he's so engaged in the community. I mean, this guy is at gas stations. He's at 7-Elevens. You know, he's a normal person here. So and as great as, you know, he can be as a basketball player, I think he's a better person off the court. He addressed the situation immediately. And I think he can be a spark of change here in Utah as well. You know, so I think it's I think there's going to be some positives that come out of it, honestly.
And I want to ask you this, Eric, and I think it's important to note in this, in the context of this conversation, that you are an African-American sports reporter out in Utah. So with that being said, Eric, I want to ask you, I mean, during your time as an NBA reporter out in Utah, in that area, have you ever witnessed any racism at games as a reporter? Have you noticed that before?
Yeah, I won't say I've witnessed racism. Everybody here is really, really nice, honestly. I mean, I'm from, born and raised in Flint, Michigan, so it's a total different culture shock as far as them not understanding some of the things that, you know, black culture and things like that, you know. But as far as racial, I haven't witnessed any racial tension at all. I would be lying if I said I did, but I'm in Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is more, you know, it's more diverse probably than other places. And it's not saying it's diverse, but it's more diverse than other parts of Utah. So my experience, you know, as an African American is probably different because of my position. I can't speak for somebody who probably just moves here. You know, I'm around players all the time. I'm around basketball, so naturally basketball attracts other African Americans. So I'm going to play pickup ball and stuff like that. I probably see more African Americans than normal because of, you know, the kind of what I attract. So I think my experience is probably a whole lot different than everybody else's. And I travel everywhere with the team too, so it's different. But just culturally, it's much different, obviously, than Flint, Michigan. You know, but I haven't experienced racism. I can't say that.
Now, when it comes to you know, what you've seen from fans in the arena out there in Utah, you know, home of the Jazz, with these two Russell Westbrook incidences aside, have you noticed any other incidences at that arena when it comes to fan interaction with the players?
Just the players. Kevin Durant was here, and he had I wrote about this earlier in the year. He had a situation where he was yapping off with fans, and Steph Curry, and a lot of players say that it's very intense there. I haven't heard a lot of racist, you know, people saying that. I've heard former players say that, but a lot of the current players, they just talk about how intense the fans are because, I mean, they're passionate about the Jazz, man. I mean, this is the only, it's the biggest show in town. They got a soccer team, but I mean, basketball is, you know, that's their baby. So I mean, you know, it is a very, very passionate fan base, but, you know, it's not like you just hear racism every single day. I think, you know, it's going to be some bad apples in every bunch, you know, but I can't just, you know, categorize this bunch as racist, you know, because I think they are passionate about the team, man. And it shows because, you know, the players feed off of that as well. So, you know, I can't sit up here and say that.
Definitely. And that's something that, you know, Gail Miller stressed when she did address the crowd ahead of the Jazz and Timberwolves game on Thursday and said that, you know, you can't generalize our entire fan base based on the actions of a few idiots, basically. And you know, Eric, you know, this has opened up a big conversation nationally now when it comes to whether or not the NBA should do something or do more to protect its players at games. And this is, again, this is not the first run in when it comes to Russ. I remember when the fan, you know, tried to take like a video of Russell in the tunnel and Russ ended up slapping his hand away. You know, Russ has had many of these incidences, right? So do you think this is a thing or a problem in the National Basketball Association that something needs to be changed?
Yeah, I think definitely. And that's why I've also been so passionate about this story, because I think, you know, this needs to happen in other places too. It needs to be zero tolerance for racism. Now, I'm all for healthy heckling and having fun, because like the Philly crowd, man, they're fun. You know, they get at you. I enjoy that. That's because the players feed off of that. Even back in the day at the Palace, you know, I would be there hearing fans going off on Kobe and saying all this and that. He would drop 45 on them though and fuel them. I'm all for that. I'm all for it. That's part of basketball. Trash talk. You know what I'm saying? And you know, trying to get an advantage, but you know, once it crosses the line of you calling somebody a boy, and we know what that means, that's when it's going too far, when it goes to that point. But as far as just the healthy, you know, interaction of heckling and all that, I'm all for that. You know, that's part of basketball. That's the fabric of the game right there. So
definitely. You know, Eric, there's a clear line, right? You know.
Yeah, it's a line. It's a clear line.
It's a clear line. You know what's fun banter and what's a normal heckling at a game. And you know when it's gone too far. So with that being said, Eric, those who do cross that clear line, what do you think should happen to those fans?
They should be banned. You know, it should be zero tolerance. Just like what the Jazz did, they set the tone that moving forward, you should be banned forever if you do that. You can't come to another game, you know, because we're not tolerating racism. We're not tolerating that, especially when most of the superstars and the stars in the game are African American. So, you know, they shouldn't have to go through that, you know, especially in 2019. That's done. We're hip to the game now. You know, we see what's going on, and if you sit next to somebody, you should hold them accountable as well. You know, you should call them, you know, call security and, you know, report it as well. So I think definitely it should be zero tolerance and fans should be banned.
Definitely. All right, Eric, before we get you out of here, I'm wondering what the response from the Utah Jazz players and maybe, you know, the coaches, have they said anything concerning what has happened this week?
Yeah, it's been an open dialogue all week, you know, and I think the players, you know, they expressed their concerns, you know, and they were bagging up Russell Westbrook, you know, particularly Donovan Mitchell. You know, he said he just started a foundation that's called Spider Cares, and, you know, he's going to really start investigating racial tension at games and things like that. And I like the way he stood up, you know, immediately. He took action as well. Rudy Gobert, Jay Crowder, all those guys, you know, they were all happy, you know, that they're trying to jump on the issue immediately and not wait and doing something as severe as banning the fans forever. You know, I think that's a big thing.
Love it, man. Eric, well, you keep up the outstanding work out there, man. And real quick, man, how are you liking being a reporter in the NBA? That's got to be really cool, right?
Oh, man, I love it, man. It's a lot of work. You know, you have to be on your P's and Q's at all times. But I think everything that I learned back home in Michigan and Flint, everything I did, it prepared me for where I'm at now. You know, and I'm more so proud, man, of anything of my Flint boys that's in the league balling out, man. You know, Miles Bridges, and, you know, we got Kyle Kuzma and Monte Morris, and, you know, those are my guys. I covered them in high school, so I get so excited to see them doing their thing, man. And that's honestly just as fun as traveling everywhere, seeing them balling out, and me, you know, being in my position as well. So we all represent the city right now.
Yeah, the Flint love is strong. Have you gotten a chance to chat with Miles this season?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was there for All-Star Weekend and interviewed him a couple times, and, I talked to his mom and stuff, and that's my guy forever, man. You know, that's watched him grow up, so it's fun to see him doing what he's doing. And, you know, we got Terry Armstrong coming up next. He's going to the University of Arizona next year. I just seen him when I was in Phoenix, and it's just talent after talent that's coming, man. I've been checking out the Spartans, man. Shout out to Cassius Winston. That boy's balling out, man.
Isn't he? He's special. Cassius is certainly a special player. All right, Eric. Again, you can follow Eric's work on Twitter. Just follow him at @E_Woodyard. That's WOODYARD. Eric, thank you so much for coming on, man. We have to get you back on soon, all right?
Man, no problem, man. Anytime. You keep up the good work, too, man.
I'm trying. Just trying to pay the rent, baby.
Yeah, for sure.